Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to one of the stipulations regarding which people think that the wuzu or the state of ritual cleanliness breaks or terminates. And that is that there are certain jurists and certain people who think that by merely touching a woman, the wuzu breaks, the wuzu terminates, and one needs to do the wuzu afresh. Or in fact, not just the wuzu, one has to, in order to retain or attain the ritual, the situation of or the state of ritual purity, one now must do ghusl or take a bath. Now, this misconception has arisen because of not understanding or properly understanding certain words of the Quran. The Quran, while discussing tayammum at one instance, in fact, twice in its corpus has discussed this, and the words it has used is أَوْلَا مَسْتُمُ النِّسَى, which means that when you have touched women. So la mastumun nisa, the words la mastumun nisa were taken by jurists to mean that if people have touched women, then their wuzu terminates. And obviously then this termination would mean that in order to reattain the position or the status of purity, one must do ghusl or one must bathe. However, what needs to be understood is that the words la mastumun nisa, which literally means you touch women, in fact, very subtly allude to intercourse. So touching women here does not merely mean touch or to just touch them. It actually is a subtle form of conveying the fact that one has gone near a woman and he has had intercourse with her. And this is obviously very, very apparent if we study the various usages of the Arabic language. The word lamasa, which means to touch, when used singularly with some other object, you know, other mafrool, of course, would have different meanings. It could convey the meaning of touching someone. But when the object of this word, or when the maf'ul of this word is women or an-nisa, then it necessarily denotes sexual intercourse with that woman. So what the verse actually is saying, that when one has had sexual intercourse with a woman, then his state of wuzu breaks or terminates. So we should understand that merely touching a woman does not break wuzu. It is in fact having intercourse with her which breaks wuzu. And the words la mastumun nisa, which literally mean to you touch women, that the word touch here does not mean touch in its literal sense. It of course metaphorically connotes that one has gone near a woman and he has had sexual intercourse with her. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.